Welcome to Africa, Trans Africa Radio. A Trans Africa Radio exclusive. You are up close and personal with Africa's best. One voice, one Africa. Trans Africa Radio.
We've received the transponder signal.
It's accelerating. You have no more time for games.
Welcome to the desert of the real.
Trans Africa Radio.
This is the world as it exists today.
African explosion.
Explosion.
The heart of entertainment variety in Africa.
One.
Spicy.
Two.
Sweet.
Sweet.
Three. Hot.
Hot.
Four. Explosive.
One, two, three, four.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of Earth. Lucifer, son of the morning,
I'm from the murder capital where we murder for capital.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of Earth.
You did it again, you a genius.
Lucifer, son of the morning.
What's the deal? What's the deal? That's right. It's MC Siv Money and my man Sims
the Pimp. We're back.
Back on African Explosions this Wednesday.
Hitting you with the C4, baby.
That's right. It's been a week. It's been a long week. We got some responses from the different areas. You know what I'm saying? Cass is tired, man.
Yeah, it's been a long weekend, man.
A lot of parties.
Ain't so good.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's a little sick. Excuse
right.
us today. We'll be
the weather. The weather been up and down.
Yeah, you know.
You know, hot one day, cold the next day. You know,
it's not healthy for us non-sporty people no more.
Non-sporty people. All right, we got a lot of things to talk about today. We got a special guest in the studio.
We'll tell you about that later on.
Right?
But we're transmitting right now all over Africa. In Malawi on Power 101.
Uh-huh.
Lesotho PCFM.
All right.
In Zambia, Choice FM.
Okay.
We're in Nigeria on Star FM.
Mm-hmm.
And Namibia, Energy 100. And Tanzania, Choice FM. One
okay.
voice, one Africa.
All right. We got something special for Tanzania today,
oh,
right?
No, absolutely.
We're going to slow it down for Tanzania,
they
right?
ain't ready for us today.
Okay. We're going to slow it down.
We
got some smooth grooves. We feel a little bit relaxed today. So it's not going to be hardcore. We're going to, you know, smooth it out a little bit, play a little bit. Some R&B,
yeah.
some African mix, jazz, hip-hop, you know,
pop.
But you got cats out there trying to do a lot of different things
absolutely.
With the music, you know. A lot of different influences coming
blend
out.
Blend it all in.
We've also got the top five.
Right.
A couple changes in the top five, not too much.
It's difficult. It's only five spots, people.
It's only five spots, and there's only two cats choosing those five spots.
Yep.
So, you know, take it how it comes. So when we come back, we're going to be talking about, what were you talking about, Sims?
Yo, we got a lot of stuff to talk about.
We've been saying we had a lot of stuff. Hey,
yeah.
But, hey, brothers are not on point
yeah.
today. Huh?
Nah.
Brothers are not on point with this today.
Well,
I don't think we know what we're going to talk about.
I think we do. Eventually, as we go, it's amazing what you can do when you're under pressure.
Right, we're under pressure.
To come up with topics to discuss. There's a lot of stuff, you know, 50 Cent, Khalees, a whole lot of rumors going on.
Blue Cantrell.
Some confirmations. Artists from Nigeria. We're speaking about record companies.
We got a lot of things going up in this studio. Y'all don't realize what's going on. We got Slum Village coming up.
Yep.
Their new track, Closer,
ooh.
Off their new album, which
ooh.
Is hot.
Ooh.
Check
ooh.
It out, y'all. We'll be right back.
Banger.
All right.
It's the African Explosion. African Explosion. Don't go anywhere.
Shout out to Feedback. Feedback at the address ae@taradio.net.
Hello, Africa. Tell me how you're doing. Hey, do you want to holler at your pips, your family, or even your honey? Do it in style. Do it with Nokia 2300 phone and Transafrica Radio. As of 10th of June 2004, you can send your SMS greetings to 44588, and your loved ones will receive them on Transafrica Radio every Wednesday on African Explosion. That's not all. You also stand a chance to win yourself a jiggy Nokia 2300 phone and $250 every week. As of 10th of June, just SMS your greetings to 445888. Remember, 445888 and get connected with Nokia. Nokia, connecting people.
Friends United, rule number 3. How do you know you have a lot of friends? When one person calls, 10 start talking.
The new Nokia 2300 phone with an internal loudspeaker. Nokia, connecting people.
Tell you something, stick my tongue in your belly button, reach down below. You know I'm well sprung, hit you from the back to get your calves trembling. Then put your head to the straight, you look half Indian, laughing, giggling with champagne bubbles tickle your nose. Before you, I wouldn't throw my old nickels at hoes. I'm just glad we can get close. For breakfast in the morning, we can fly out to Paris, France for the French toast. You made me wait so long, and that's a good thing. Now let me make your candy rain, dampen your thong. I hit it off like a champion strong, for real. We still bumping and grinding even after the song, but all along
Friends United, rule number 1. How do you know you're on the same wavelength as your friend? Because you like the same radio station.
The new Nokia 2300 phone with FM radio and headset. Nokia. Connecting.
What's the deal? What's the deal? That's right, we're back on African Explosions with your man, Siv Money and Sims the Pimp. Every Wednesday, so you know, check us out. It's African Explosion, Sip yeah. Money, and Sims the Pimp. You know what I'm saying? The only show that's really hitting like this. You know what I'm saying?
You're hating it.
We still got Gwen's the African doctor. We're forgetting him, y'all.
Doctor Gwen.
We still got him locked down in the basement, the Trans Africa basement, chilling down there until we feel that we don't want to do the show no more, and that's gonna be for a long time. I want to talk about some things today.
Right.
We got a lot of issues in the world going on.
We need you as listeners to contribute to us as well. You can hit us up on
AE@taradio.net. This stands for African Explosions at transafricaradio.net.
Right.
AE@taradio.net.
Right.
That's the web address for all y'all.
Hit us
don't
up.
Know
any issues.
The technical terms and stuff like
political,
that.
Political, social. We'll talk
Equatorial
about
Equatorial Guinea.
Mugabe,
Equatorial Guinea.
Couple of
cats about to get gunned down, hanged, whatever they do. You know, they got the death penalty out there.
It's crazy.
Is it crazy though? You got cats that supposedly
right
were trying to go over there and take over the government or something like that.
Here's
and they got caught.
Here's the thing.
But
though.
They got caught though, dog. Like, if you get caught doing some crazy nonsense like that,
you gotta
suffer the consequences. Now they want South Africa to get involved to help them out, but was South Africa involved in the beginning? You know, did they know that they was going over there to take over the government?
Whatever they didn't know. They didn't know. But most of the guys who were in the plane who were supposedly going to take over, the mercenaries.
Yeah, the mercenaries.
Most of them were from South Africa.
How did Mugabe get a hold of these cats? They was going through Zimbabwe?
Yeah, they connected. They had a flight connecting from Zimbabwe or something.
Mercenaries had flight. They had
the whole plane.
They all stand layovers, right?
So, you know, they got caught out there in Zimbabwe.
How you gonna be doing some mercenary stuff and you got a layover, right? Right, it was probably riding standby. Like, right, we don't know right. if we're going to get on this flight, dog, to jack the government. You know what I'm saying?
We got too many guns. We need to offload them from the cargo plane to the passenger plane. So it was crazy like that.
So, you know, that's big news. That's right. big news. That's what's going on.
We don't know what will happen out there, though.
In terms of the cats getting jacked throughout the world, because mm-hmm. that's crazy. Also, you still got the farm issue going on in Zimbabwe. Are cats planting seeds yet? Are they growing tomatoes and corn and stuff like that?
This is what most of the white farmers are complaining about, that their farms were taken, uh-huh. but right now it's barren land.
Why don't the white farmers help out?
Oh, no, they don't want to help out.
They don't want to. They want to complain, but they don't want to help out.
They want everything to be owned by them. So okay. they wouldn't help out another black man to get up ahead, make some money for himself, with the white man making only a fraction of what the black man is making.
How old is Mugabe now?
Ooh, he must be plus 70.
Plus 70?
Yeah.
He looks really good, though. I saw him next to Thabo and Mbeki on the news. Right. Thabo and Mbeki's looking older.
But you know,
but
all
didn't
these...
Governor, didn't Thabo's father go to school with that cat? With the
At Fort Hare University, yeah.
Is that where all of them
Govan and Mbeki, yeah.
Oh, okay.
All the African political thinkers of that era
okay.
went to school there, yeah.
All right. Well, we got a guest coming up. We got a guest coming up. He's going to talk about some business.
As much as we wanted aspects. To get away from the whole hip-hop aspect, we still want to
really
speak
can't.
About
I'm
that.
Like, really, you can't get away from the hip-hop aspect when you're talking about music these days.
Right.
Hip-hop has taken over the world in every aspect. You know, you got rock cats. Mm-hmm. You got rock and roll cats doing,
Coldplay.
You know what I'm saying, doing tracks
right.
with hip-hop artists. This is for you, Tanzania. You got jazz artists doing, you know, tracks with hip-hop artists.
Right. But that's the beauty of hip-hop, said
you. You got pop doing hip-hop.
Hip-hop can draw influences from country, from jazz, from a pop.
Yeah, because Wyclef did
rock.
The country thing. He did the country thing.
Everything.
With the, who's that dude? Who's that country, big country artist? That Wyclef did track with about 2 years ago. Kenny Loggins? Was it Kenny Loggins?
Kenny Rogers, you mean.
Right, Kenny
yeah,
Rogers.
The old,
yeah,
the Kenny, old white man.
Kenny Rogers. He had a track with Kenny Rogers. Yes, he did. And it was hot, too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All you need is them kicks and them snares and them hi-hats when you make a hot track.
And a nice rhyme on there.
We got Drastic.
Right.
In the studio.
That's his MC name, by the way. His real name is Dave.
David Belcher.
Right.
He's half Jewish.
Half Tswana.
Half Belcher. He's half Belcher. Right. He is the owner of one of the very popular and very successful independent labels in Africa called...
It's pioneering for Dave and all other co-founders of Unreleased Records to have come up with a hip-hop label.
That's the label name, right?
Yeah,
you cut me off before I can say the label name.
Yeah, I had to cut you off, man.
Unreleased Records.
That's the one.
It's a hip-hop label. But, you know, it's a music label. It's
right.
a music label.
Right.
We're going to talk to him just about that, you know, what he's been doing, what he's going to venture into. Is only going to be hip-hop, but it's a music label right now. Very successful.
Mm-hmm.
They have a hot group out that you've been hearing on African Explosions with Sid Money and Sims the Pimp. Right.
They're actually still on the top five.
They're actually still on the top five. We're going to talk about that today,
right.
too.
Right.
Maybe they go to the main segment. When we come back, we're going to be rapping with Dave about his business, what it took, what it's going to take. I hope you guys are listening out there.
Keep
right.
it locked.
You heard? African Explosions.
Don't forgive him. He got them dogs.
This is Trans-Africa Radio.
It's African Explosion. African Explosion. African Explosion. Don't go anywhere.
Is my king is my one. Yes, he's my father. Yes, he's my son. I can talk to him, cause he understands everything I go through and everything I am. He's my support system. I can't live without him. The best thing since sliced bread is his kiss, his hugs, his lips, his touch. Not just want the whole world to know about my
black brother. I love you, and I'll never try to hurt you. I want you to know that I'm here for you forever true, 'cause you're my black brother, strong brother, and there is no one above you. I want you to know that I'm here for you forever true.
He's misunderstood, yeah. Some say that he's up to no good around the neighborhood. Well, for your information, a lot of my brothers got education. Now check it, you got your Wall Street brother, your blue collar brother, you're down for whatever, chilling on the corner brother, a talented brother. And to every one of y'all behind bars, you know that Angie loves you. But my
black brother, I love you. I'll never try to
No.
African explosion.
Explosion.
The heart of entertainment variety in Africa.
One.
Spicy.
Two.
Sweet.
Sweet.
Three. Hot.
Hot.
Four. Explosive.
One, two, three, four.
This is the African Explosions Top 5. We give it to you every Wednesday.
It ain't no international tracks. It's strictly tracks from the continent.
African Explosions Top 5 here on Trans Africa Radio with Sip Money and Sims the Pimp. Here on Trans Africa Radio, you dig? This is Hoodlum representing the Hidden Force. One.
Friends United. Rule number 2. What's the best kind of friend? The kind you can always reach and is always available for you.
The new Nokia 2300 phone with an easy-to-use messaging and distribution list. Nokia. Connecting people.
What's the deal? What's the deal? What's the deal? Back on African Explosions. You were just listening to Brother by Angie Stone. That was a hot track.
Okay.
Came out on our last album. What was that?
Mahogany Soul.
Mahogany Soul. Yeah. Very hot track. I love that
really
track.
Really good sister.
The video was hot. She had like everybody in the video. Really blew up in the States. And another one, a new one actually. It's not new, but it was hit the airwaves maybe about a year and a half ago, and it's actually coming back. It's a track that Mbogani and Gamma did with a group called Osutu.
Okay.
It was featuring Tekula from TKZ. And his cat named Sid Money.
Right.
It's called Amavio Imabili.
Amavio Imabili.
And that's what we were talking about before, because they've mixed kind of like your Ladysmith Black Mambazo.
Right. Bakana sound.
Yeah, Bakana sound. Yeah. You know, the African jazz. And hip hop
with Kwaito
and hip hop.
So
you really can't, you know, these days you really can't, you know,
pigeonhole music
in terms of where it's coming from, because it has a lot of influence.
Absolutely.
We got Drastic in the studio. He told us during the break not to use his real name, so please put that out of your mind. We're not going to use his real name.
CIA.
We do not know his real name. His name is Drastic.
Mossad.
From M16. Unreleased Records, one of the very successful independent labels. Down in Jozi, by way of Botswana, by way of the States, Canada. There's a lot of things going on up in there.
Can't pigeonhole anything these days.
Drastic, where you at? Are you there?
Yup, up in here, man.
I just had to clarify that in the break. Yo, what's up?
Right, he's running from the law, so.
Laying low.
We got to keep it on the low.
I got tickets.
Right. Drastic, what's up?
Hey, chilling, man, chilling. Nice to have, you know, I'm glad y'all had me in the studio, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we got you in the studio. We're going to talk about some things. We're going to, we really want to know, what does it take to have, start, run an entity like an independent record label?
Wow, that's going to be a broad question, but basically.
A very broad question, that's for you. Well, during the break, you told me to give you a broad question, and you're going to run with it.
I'm going to generalize and rap on it. Basically, there's many issues. Many things.
Let's start with the first. Starting up an independent label, what does it take?
Right. Basically, being in the entertainment industry, it's best to actually know your music, first of all. Then you got to have the experience to actually know the people in the industry before you even start taking upon, you know, starting a very successful label. You can go out there and start your label, but basically, you know, if you don't have the connects, you don't have the right people to deal with, you don't have radio lockdown, you don't have the right avenues to push your
distribution
product.
Distribution and all that.
All of that. There's a lot of things that entail starting a record label. You can start a record label with two angles. You can start it just to protect the rights of your music,
okay,
and to get a better deal, maybe if you wanted to license it,
right,
or if you wanted to do a joint venture with a label. But if you wanted to run with it from start,
well, that's
to
what
end,
that's what a major label. You can license, joint venture,
that's
distribution,
right,
deal with major label.
With a major label,
because you're an independent label, so you do these deals with major record labels that have the facilities to push it to market and distribute your
that's right,
your product.
That's right. So basically, The second avenue of putting out your record is actually when you want to market it and push it,
okay,
from all angles as much as possible, but you're looking for a distribution deal. Now you can attack the major labels on that, and by that avenue you have to have all your avenues of marketing and your people in terms of radio,
right,
in terms of booking your artists, all locked down, because at,
okay,
that point in
when
time.
When did Unreleased Records start?
Unreleased Records, well, was put together. The idea came to mind in 1996.
1996?
Yeah, that was when I first started thinking about in my head, how do I want to be able to put out my record without having to rely on major record labels because they're not trying to peep our product at this moment?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
It's been a long, hard road, D.
Yeah. So basically, it came about that. Now,
you said the idea in 96.
The idea came out in 96.
And when did you actually get Unreleased Records
started? When I started
to
put it together, it was in 1999 when I realized now I've got to make this thing into real product, you know. So that's when I decided in 1999 I partnered with a partner of mine who's part of the label X Amount, and we decided to start this label to be able to facilitate the product that we have out right now.
X Amount,
yeah,
that's his stage name. Another guy that doesn't want his real name out there. He's running from the law, huh?
That's these another trick with
these
the industry,
unreleased,
yeah,
records, guys. All right, yeah,
well, gotta have a nickname.
Unreleased records, unreleased names, right?
unreleased
aliases, all that stuff. All right,
you know what I'm saying?
Where are you guys running around here? Huh? Is this really a record label?
Well, basically, we've now been able to take that label and make it into something that's viable, and I would say is semi-successful, especially in the independent hip hop genre.
Okay, so you guys are independent hip hop label.
Yes,
that's what you want to be termed as.
At this current moment, that's what we are focusing on.
Okay,
our diversity may change as we go along, but okay, at this moment in time, we are the independent
developing hip-hop. African hip hop,
exactly.
African local hip hop,
developing.
But your influences, you and your partner's influences, from a lot of different places. Now explain a little bit about that. You guys have traveled, you've lived other places, but you're from some other places. Explain a little bit about that.
Now,
my
upbringing started back in Botswana. I was born in
Botswana. Okay,
right?
Botswana.
In 82 and 83, okay, even before.
You're about 40 then.
40 minus a few
old,
years.
Right? Brother's
82,
old.
83.
Old hip-hop generation,
when,
right?
When hip-hop started being really introduced in Botswana.
Okay.
In fact, I felt like Botswana was far ahead of than even South Africa at that time, because most of the people that were influenced by hip hop, half of them had been studying and living in New York, where hip hop had started.
Uh-huh.
You know, so we were being introduced to b-boying and rhyming at such an early stage when it hadn't even blown up in really most parts of Africa.
In a lot of different parts of Africa.
Yeah, in most parts. At that same...
Why do you think that is? Because a lot of guys are traveling over to the States.
Most of people in Botswana, even still today, are very well traveled.
Uh-huh.
Very well traveled. In fact, it's ridiculous. It's like 40-50% of
really,
people
that actually travel overseas.
Traveled.
So they're traveling over there, coming back with all sorts of influence, and bringing brothers from that side back, brothers and sisters from that side over here to see
definitely
the African Renaissance going on.
But Dave, wouldn't you say also that in South Africa, we're getting a lot of that, because post-94, exiles came back,
So basically, there's also that influence from, you know, people from all over the African diaspora.
No, at this stage in time, it's a lot different now than it was back then. But I'm saying, like just to bring back that the first question you was asking.
All right, we're gonna bring that back after the break. I gotta cut you off. We gotta pay some bills. We're gonna be back on African Explosions with Sib Money and Sims the Pimp.
Yep.
And my man Drastic from Unreleased Records. So don't go anywhere. We got a lot to talk about with the brother in terms of the independent record label that he has started and the success that he's acclaimed. Right now, we're gonna get the late Notorious B.I.G. and
God rest
Stay Locked, baby, no doubt.
Yep.
Through the city, play Monopoly with real cash. Me and Biggie and the models be shaking Ace to Diddy ass and Parada B. Something you cats got to see and the watches be all types of shapes and stones. Being broke is childish and I'm quite grown. Run up in the club with the ice on, me and Pice on. Scope the spot out, see something nice and I'm gone. You cats is home, screaming the fights on. I'm in the 1500 seats, watching Tyson. Same night, same fight. One of us cats ain't playing right. I let you tell it. People, place yourselves in the shoes of two felons and tell me you want ball every chance you get. At any chance you hit, we live for the moment. Makes sense, don't it? Now make dollars. Cats pop bottles, bone chicks that favor our dollars and rack up frequent flight mileage.
Gotta let it show.
Magnums while jigging bag something. Watts platinum, got jet lag from flights back and forth, pop corks are the best grapes, make the best CDs and the best tapes. Don't forget the vinyl. Take girls, break spinals. Biggie B, Richie like Lionel. Shit, you seen the Jesus, dip the H classes, ice project off lights. Shit flashes, blind and broken ass. Even got rocks in the beard and mustaches. Rock top fashions. Ain't shit change, except the number after the dot on the range. Way niggas look at me now, kinda strange. I hate y'all too, rather be in Caribbean sands with Rachel. It's unreal. Out the blue, Frank White got sex appeal. If she used to go ill, still toe still. Trying to see 5 mil off the single, for real. You ain't phasing the amazing. While your gun's raising, mine is blazing. See you on, see me on, talking to sweetness. Take it for weakness and leave quick. Blocka, rocka, fella, bad boy, collabo. Two MCs with mad dogs.
This is the African Explosions Top 5. We're giving it to you every Wednesday. It ain't no international tracks. It's strictly tracks from the continent.
African Explosions Top 5 here on Trans Africa Radio with Sip Money and Sims the Pimp here on Trans Africa Radio. You dig? This is Hoodlum representing the Hidden Force.
If you enjoy twiddling your fingers and whining about not having a social life, then turn your radio off. Because what you're about to hear is not for you. Oh, I see you're still here. Thought so. Every Wednesday, this station will bring you a show that will change your social life forever for the better. There'll be no more whining and definitely no more boredom.
One voice, one Africa, Trans Africa Radio.
There be no need for the weed, man. Rather get irie with this station as it brings you reggae and raga music for your nation.
This is it, Massive and a crew, north, east, west, south. Oh, na na, oh, na.
Yeah, man, every Thursday, Thursday.
Africa, unite.
One voice, one Africa, Trans Africa Radio.
Friends United, rule number 2. What's the best kind of friend? The kind you can always reach and is always available for you.
The new Nokia 2300 phone with an easy-to-use messaging and distribution list. Nokia. Connecting people.
One, two, one, two. Trans-Africa.
Keep it locked.
Rasha.
Peace.
Yeah. That's right. We're back on African Explosions.
Still with
Sip Money and Sims the Pimp. We got my man
Dave.
Drastic.
Right.
Drastic, bro. I told you.
Hey, get right.
Hey.
Drastic. He's David Lee.
Dave.
He's David Lee Drastic.
Right.
From Unreleased Records, a very successful pioneering independent record label.
Right.
Out of Botswana, but in Johannesburg, U.S., Canada, they're really doing well.
All over the net. They're all over the world, basically.
Yeah, that was the late Notorious B.I.G. with One More Chance. That's a classic right there. That's what you were listening to, before, you know what I'm saying, during the break. And also we had Happy by Ashanti,
right,
which is a very sweet track. Ashanti's having a little trouble because, you know, getting down with the wrong crew can actually mess you up, huh?
Murder Inc.
No, the Inc.
Oh, the Inc.
It's the Inc. now. It's no more murder. We realized they weren't murderers,
right.
So we're Inc.
We're just incorporated.
We're just incorporated. Right. Yeah, come out and get me. I'm in Africa. Come get me. Right. We thugged out here, dog. Right. Murder Inc. But we got Drastic in the studio. We're talking about the independent label, the rise of the independent label, him himself and his partner starting one of the first pioneering hip hop independent record labels in South Africa and Botswana. Dave, you still there? I mean, Drastic. Hey, he's gonna really confuse me on that one. Dave Drastic.
He got us, man.
He's David Lee Drastic. David Lee Drastic. Okay, David Lee Drastic.
Okay. Let's bring it back to hip hop.
Right. We're talking about the independent label.
Yeah. Basically, like I was saying, it's my upbringing and then having traveled in.
No, actually, let me ask the questions and then you say what you were saying, all right, buddy?
Answering your first question.
No, we're done with the first question.
Oh, we done? Okay.
You know, he's
a proactive interviewee.
He's a right? I like that, though, right?
Don't just come into the studio.
I'm going to take over your show, right? Sick Money. All right, Drastic.
Okay, do your thing, bro. Do your thing.
Can I do my thing? Can I do my job?
D, sorry. I just want to butt in here.
Right.
In terms of, you know, just running away from focusing on hip-hop on itself, the business side of running a label,
yeah,
be it hip-hop,
how much
rock,
money do you need?
You know, honestly,
what's the startup capital,
honestly,
like?
You know, everyone wants to know.
Can anybody just have a label? You know what I'm saying? You got startup capital. You got a lot of things involved in this, but, you know, primarily money. What's up with the money aspect?
With a label, you can start with any amount, really. That's what basically anybody will tell you.
It depends on where you're trying to take the label.
It just depends and how you're trying to grow it. Now, you know, money will always be determined factoring as far as how far you can take the product. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I can tell you one figure, but that's unrealistic.
Okay.
Because basically you're gonna be dealing with so many aspects of the product. Being one, marketing is really a big
and being made.
Being made. The music has gotta sell itself first.
Right. But being made, you know, you got studio time, you know what I'm saying? You got signing artists, taking care of artists. That aspect, you know, if you're gonna sign
a lot of
money,
there's a lot of breakdowns in this. Like, there's the recording cost, there's the marketing budget, there's the distribution deal that you gotta have between mm-hmm. the major label or even an independent, if you decide to. And then there's just the aspect of maintaining the product. That's radio, that's booking the artists.
Right.
There's a lot of work involved, and you do need people to be able to help you out, and that takes a lot of strength from people who are willing to help you out with the product. It's better to have people that are involved that do it from the heart,
right?
Because
okay.
at first you're going to be dealing with a lot of costs and a lot of factors that will not be able to pay the artists or pay your staff as much as
okay.
you intend to.
Speaking of the artist, yeah. what are the pros and cons of an artist being signed to a major and an artist being signed to an independent.
Right.
If I was an artist, say I'm an artist.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, I need to get my record out. You know what I'm saying? But, you know,
I want to be the next big star.
Yeah, the dreams are, you know, signing with a major, Sony, right. EMI. Yeah. Oh, wow. You know,
the first thing that starts is basically the music. I mean,
okay.
the music is the first thing. Like anything, like I go back to the first
No,
point.
I got the hot product, though. I got the hot product.
You got
Sid Money's about to blow up.
Okay.
Sid Money's about to blow up. I got the hot product.
That's just generalizing. the music first.
Yeah,
you're able to do whatever you want to do as an independent.
Right.
All
right.
Now with majors, that is not exactly entirely true.
What, you get lost in the shuffle?
You are able to do certain things to a certain percentage and degree, and then after, in certain way, it's scrutinized. Whether that's 5% or 100%, product is scrutinized. Because now, what happens is they're trying to sell the product to what is popping now, what is nice.
Is that where your heart thing comes in from?
Basically, what I'm saying is, as an independent, you are able to do and take avenues that is different from the
unconventional avenues.
You can actually make something hot that wasn't hot.
Like your Bad Boys did.
Yeah, like 50 Cent did.
Def Jam.
They made that sound hot.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't out there yet, and they made it hot.
Because it wasn't major labels.
There were no
major labels signing hip hop back in the day.
Exactly.
There were a couple. You know what I'm saying? You had like Columbia, maybe, huh?
Yeah. Def Jam has always been there.
So Def Jam's been there from the beginning.
Yeah, so.
But they weren't independent, though.
Yeah. What?
Weren't they independent?
Yeah, they were independent. Right. Yeah. They were independent with Beastie Boys and
Initials.
Right.
Yeah.
But, that's the main avenue. The second thing is that with majors, that you don't get the percentages due to you as you would, say, in an independent.
Uh-huh.
And in an independent, you're more in line to negotiate better percentages. You work with the label,
you know what I'm saying?
As opposed with the majors.
As an artist going to an independent, you're more apt to work to negotiate.
Yeah, you work with them. Going to a major...
It's like, well, here it is. These are our contracts.
Yeah.
These are our terms.
Yeah.
Sign up or don't sign up.
Right, right. Now, the other thing is that, like, I feel like, you know, and I'm going to say it again, majors don't have the skills for hip-hop just yet.
Mm-hmm.
Independents do.
Because majors just have a bunch of people.
Yeah.
A bunch of type of music. They're not really sound specific.
They A&Ring for so many levels of music,
mm-hmm.
and they're not on the street. They're not in the street. And now being in the street means being out in the concert.
And knowing what's going to happen. It's like being Nostradamus, knowing, you know what I'm saying?
Being at the battles, being able to see what's about to pop next. You know?
What are your successes?
Right now, I think
unreleased
records right now has been able to put out a product with a group called Cashless Society.
Yeah, we've been playing it on the radio. They're very hot. They're very hot
still
right now with your track, Hot and Top Hop.
Yeah,
right.
Cashless Society, I think has
very hot
very,
video.
Very
I must say, Drastic, very hot video.
Thank you.
The video was superb. I hear
African flavor.
And I hear the video made it on the BET website.
Yeah, well,
BET Black Entertainment Television in the United States.
There it is. Yeah.
And they are also voted actually South. They put South Africa on in a way because South Africa was voted like. They did a poll about where would you wanna
hear
hip hop
right
from the most outside the U.S.
Yeah,
and South Africa was number the highest.
By far, 40%.
Okay,
because of the sound of cats like Cash Society.
Yeah, so that I think in itself is a success. We've had our stuff reviewed overseas,
mm-hmm.
and it's what people want to hear. They've said, you know, wow, this is like a sound. You talk about issues and dealing with things that are from Africa, when we used to hearing things that are imitating or mimicking our style.
Mm.
You guys are taking stuff that's actually relevant in your social issues.
Relevant to you, keeping it real.
Exactly, in your environment.
Okay.
So that has.
Is that what unreleases pushes?
Yeah,
that would attracted Cashless Society to unreleased records.
As unreleased records, we try and make sure that our artists have a direct representation of themselves,
where they're from.
Right. Exactly. So
not
that's
some fake me out type joint.
No, because that's not gonna last. That product is not gonna last.
This has some Milli Vanilli stuff, right?
You know, it has some good shelf.
Mm-hmm. Flash in the pan.
Exactly, because you don't want something to sit for 3 months and then it's out the door.
Right.
So we trying to put out stuff that has meaning, that has relevance, that's gonna be there for a while.
Dave, Drastic, whatever your damn name is.
Unreleased Records CEO and co-founder.
What's next for Unreleased Records?
Unreleased Records, well, basically right now we're trying to take a couple of more artists under our wing and push.
I hear you trying to sign the new genius of rap, the real hot right now, Pro Kid.
What's going on with that, T?
He likes it. I hear you talk to Pro Kid.
We got the hot scoop once again. We got the hot scoop,
huh? Yeah. He's not signed yet. Yeah. He's looking for a deal. He is number one on a couple radio stations in Jersey.
Right.
And
he's still here.
Unreleased
top
Records
five.
Is targeting him as the next big thing.
We hope so. We truly hope so.
All right. Well, that was my man Drastic. Drastic, what do you got to say to the party people? We got a lot of, as you can tell, we got a lot of people out
stations
there listening
all over
in different
Africa,
countries,
man.
All over Africa.
In Malawi.
What do you got to say to them?
Well, first of all, I love Africa. To say one thing about Africa, we really appreciate you, Africa Unite. You know what I'm saying? This is hip hop. We need to take this thing to the level that it should be at. You know, this is where it all started. The drum is right here.
That's
and,
right.
You know what I'm saying? And you know, if you want to find out more about us, hit us on the website www.unreleasedrecords.com. New website going on up on Wednesday this week. It should be a lot of informative information. If you want to get in contact with us, hit us up on that.
No doubt. That's Drastic from CEO, co-founder, Unreleased Records. Check him up on the website, www.unreleasedrecords.com.
And you can hit us up, too, on ae@taradio.net, all over Africa, in Malawi, Lesotho, Zambia, Nigeria, Namibia, and Tanzania. You heard the man. He spoke about hip-hop. He spoke about labels. He spoke about Africa uniting, putting out quality products.
That's right.
All over.
All right. We got a track called Every Breath from a compilation album done in Swaziland by the king himself.
Right.
It's featuring Zinzi Lee, TK Laiso Bala, Jabu Kanyile, Innocent Modiba, and Margaret Motsaga.
It's a hot
I think
track.
I got that right.
You got that right.
I got that right?
I'll give you 110% on that.
Said money, hold it down. Check out that track and we'll be right back with the international news with Sims the Pimp in the top five. Yep.
Everyone.
Friends United, rule number two. What's the best kind of friend? The kind you can always reach and is always available for you.
The new Nokia 2300 phone with an easy-to-use messaging and distribution list. Nokia. Connecting people.
No doubt, no doubt, you're back on African Explosions with Sip Money and Sims the Pen. Yeah. That was a cool track right there. Every Breath.
Every Breath, man.
They got about 15 people on that track, right?
It's actually a good cause, that CD. It's all about AIDS, combating of AIDS all okay. over Southern Africa. It's raising funds
and
for that.
Out of Swaziland, the king himself.
He started the initiative.
The initiative.
Got a couple of artists from the Europe, from US, from South
What's
Africa.
What's the CD called?
It's called Songs for Life.
Songs for Life.
Yeah, it should be out soon. It's actually dropping today.
Oh, it's dropping
all
today.
All over the shops, yeah.
Okay, no, today, that was a nice track. That was Zinzi Lee, TK, Loiso Bala, Jabu Kanile, Innocent, Modiba, and Margaret Motsage. That's hot.
Yeah, man.
Sims the Pimp, international news. What's going on in the world?
It seems Iron Mike Tyson has rusted.
What's up with Mike Tyson?
Africa-wide. Iron Mike ain't no Iron Mike no more.
Right?
He got hit badly. Fourth round knockout.
What? When was this?
Oh my god.
When was this?
Last weekend.
Last weekend. Who was he fighting?
Tommy. Yo. I've forgotten the dude's name. But this dude is from Britain. He was the heavyweight champion in Britain. And fourth round knockout, man.
Really? Crushed him.
Reminiscent of back in the day in 1990 when Buster Douglas. When Iron Mike was at the top of his game in Tokyo, Japan, Buster Douglas came through.
And took him out.
Killed him. So after a 1.5 year hiatus, Iron Mike came back with all the fanfare, thinking he's going to
sold out. Was it
world.
Sold out again?
Sold out again.
I don't care how many times Mike Tyson loses, you always want to see him fight for some reason. He's an animal.
You know, you know, he made some money too. So that's all good.
The last fight he had, it's about the money, baby. Right. And we can do this again. We can make some more money. That's what he
said.
And
he'll pack it up again.
Mike Tyson. And I just want to fight, you know, for the money. You know what I'm saying? This is all about the money these days, you know.
Sadly, I lost the fight.
I'm getting old, you know. Sadly, I lost the fight. But, you know, if I want to rematch, you know, I think he'd give me a rematch and we could do this again one time. You know, I think so.
I think he'll call my manager and we'll hook it up.
What else is going on, Sims and Pimpin?
Well, the hot scoop for this week, September 4th, in South Africa, at the Dome, in Joburg. The hottest hip-hop artist right now, 50 Cent.
50 Cent. Is that confirmed?
Confirmed.
Because you know how this thing, you know, you get some information out there that ain't confirmed and everyone starts talking about it.
Well, for them to go to the press, I'm assuming it's confirmed.
It's confirmed. 50 Cent for one show.
One show only.
Hey, if you guys got time, September the 4th at the Northgate Dome.
Yep.
One concert only, baby.
Moving on to Nigeria, we got an artist out there called Cashino.
Cashino. I hear Cashino's doing big things, making big moves.
He just dropped his album. It's called Subterranean. It's out now. You can check it out on www.cashino4ever.com. He's actually dropped a new video as well. It's called Take a Breath.
Take a Breath.
And he does a lot of tracks. Some of them featuring Parrish Smith.
Parrish Smith is coming back,
EPMD
huh?
EPMD fame.
Is Parrish Smith trying to make a comeback?
He's trying to come back. You know, E Double went solo. So
from EPMD, Parrish Smith.
Right, right.
That stood for E Eric and Parrish making dollars.
That was then.
This is now, right? Eric making dollars. Parrish ain't making no dollars. Getting down with Cashino to try to make some more dollars.
Well, yeah. As a final scoop. You know,
but we got some things coming up
right
before 50 Cent. We got Blue Cantrell Hurt is making a way to South Africa for some club shows. And actually, no, South Africa and
Swaziland.
Swaziland and Namibia. Okay.
So a lot of artists from the U.S. are trying to come down here. They're seeing the potential of the hip-hop market out
here. Yeah, they are. Well, they got to.
And it's up to
it's
us.
It's the final frontier, Africa, baby.
It's
final
up to
frontier.
The other artists to try and piggyback on these big shows.
That's right. Get on the shows. Yeah. If you're in Namibia, you know, I know they got some hot hip-hop cats out there. Try to get on the show.
Right.
I don't know who's bringing them out there, but look out for it.
And there's rumor.
There's a rumor that Kaylee's is coming in September sometime.
I don't know about that, man.
I don't know.
But
because she's hot right now.
I know that
she's on fire right now. She's on
try and catch Khalees if she came.
Yeah,
out.
I know everyone is trying to catch a Khalees show.
So you know,
I'm talking about everyone around the world.
We
I'm
ain't like, tricking very... you like her song, but we're telling you the real here.
The real.
There's a rumor.
There's a rumor that she's gonna be here late September.
If you listen to African Explosions, you might get confirmation on it very soon. So yeah, keep it locked on African Explosions.
Keep it locked on African Explosions with Sip Money and Sips the Pimp.
Yeah, that's about a wrap of international news for today.
All right, cool. You know? Well, we're going to pay some bills and we'll be back with the top five.
Yep.
All right, you heard.
Friends United, rule number 3. How do you know you have a lot of friends? When one person calls, 10 start talking.
The new Nokia 2300 phone with an internal loudspeaker. Nokia. Connecting people.
Welcome to Africa, Trans-Africa Radio. Play your choices on Trans-Africa Radio.
Shout out to feedback at the address ae@taradio.net.
Yeah. Are we still on the air? Is Gwen's the African Doctor still locked up in the Trans Africa Radio Media House basement? Is Sib Money and Sims the Pimp the hottest two cats you heard on the radio for a while? If yes is the answer to your questions, holler at us on ae@taradio.net. You heard? Where we at, Sims the Pimp? All over the land.
All over Africa. In Lesotho, you're listening to us on PCFM, Malawi Power 101, Zambia Choice FM, Nigeria Star FM, Namibia Energy 100 FM, and in Tanzania Choice FM.
Right. But we also have a lot of other shows.
Yeah, we got mad
coming
shows
out of Trans Africa Radio.
You know, on every Tuesday, we got our sister Danelle Skelewane with the show Your Life. Every Monday,
Your Life
Mookie with African Pioneers. You got the business updates Monday to Friday with Sheila Kim. You got the African Top 40 every Saturday with Wicked Wonder. And on Sundays, we got
Wicked
the man Big
Wonder.
Black
Big
with
Black.
The Big Switch.
The Big Switch.
But on Thursdays, it's my man KC with Unite.
Big KC Unite. Is that a reggae
and
show?
Yeah, something like that.
Raga,
something
Caribbean.
Like that. You know, a little mix.
Because I know KC likes his, he likes his reggae. He likes his dance.
Right. And
what
for
else
all
we
your
got?
Sports fans, you know, you got the soccer beat every
soccer
Friday
beat.
With Tiz and Chris DeBongo.
Check that out. You know what I'm saying? Keep it like Trans Africa Radio, how we do in all the shows, but especially on Wednesdays, African Explosives with Sip Money and Sims the Pimp. We got the top five, y'all. The top five as we have every week on African Explosives with Sip Money and Sims the Pimp.
Right.
I keep saying with Sip Money and Sims the Pimp. You hear me repeating that. I'm practicing my subliminal messaging here. We have African Explosion with Sip Bunny and Sims the Pimp. So you get that in your mind. Also, before we go into the top five, I wanted to say something. We want to come check y'all out in y'all hometowns.
In the different cities. You got to hit us
up. We want to come out to Namibia. We want to come out to Nigeria. We want to come
out
to
Zambia.
Zambia.
Yeah, Lusaka.
Tanzania. Malawi.
Malawi,
we want to come check y'all out. We want to come, you know what I'm saying, with our DJ Dino Bravo.
Yeah.
Come do the mix, give a lot, you know what I'm saying, give a show. So holler at us if you know any promoters out there, if you know any hot clubs
gigs
out
that
there,
are coming
gigs
out,
that are coming up,
you know?
And you guys want to invite us out, we're more than happy to come out there and represent for African Explosions if you're listening. So holler at us on the email
ae@taradio.net.
Sid, my name sends the Pimp.
That's the one, Sid, my name sends the Pimp. Yep.
But holla at us. We want to come out and check y'all. Summer's coming up, so we want to be around the globe. We want to be around Africa, giving it to y'all. Right? Top five. Who we got in our top five? It hasn't changed too much. A couple shifts. We're still waiting on some more references of music for the top five from the other lands.
But it's also the strength of the tracks that we still have on the top five.
The strength of the tracks. Cats are emailing in like, yo, keep it there. Keep it locked.
Don't move it.
And it's also about the tracks we like.
Right.
You know, really, though.
At
that's
the end
what
of
comes
the day.
Down to. We're picking them. Number one, we got, once again, Pro Kid.
The genius.
With Soweto.
Southwestern Township.
He's repping, you know, that's one cat that's being real. He's repping where he's from. He's repping what he knows. And he's holding it down. The new genius of hip hop, Pro K with Soweto. We got at number two, we got Hot and Todd Hop, Cash the Society. We had Drastic from Unreleased Records. They're signed to Unreleased Records. Hot and Top Hop, the video is killer.
The track is killer. It's still on the top five because of the lyrical fitness.
And as you just heard earlier, the label is killer.
The beats are crazy.
They're at number two, and they're repping from Botswana, Josie, Canada, USA, Soweto,
the whole
Pimbale, they're repping from everywhere. Number three, we got Crisis. People
still
actually like that track,
strong.
Huh? He's from Zambia, huh?
Yeah,
they feeling Crisis.
And Dola, yeah, all the people out there.
All out there, y'all repping for Crisis. He's repping out there. Mm-hmm. We haven't seen him in a while. Wherever you are, Crisis,
holla
cats are loving you. Holla at us. And at number four, we got Hoodlum.
Oh,
Hoodlum with the Mind.
It's a terrible thing to waste.
The Mind is a terrible thing to waste. He's rapping from Josie.
Right.
Johannesburg.
Use your mind.
We got my man Hoodlum out there with a hot track. And at number five, they haven't made it off. They're still on. They're holding on. We got another cats from Kenya. Ototi Part 2.
Right.
Giddy Giddy Maji Maji Crew. I call them the Giddy Giddy Maji Maji Crew from Kenya.
Right.
Representing
right.
out there.
They also got a hot video, by the way.
They got a hot video. Okay, I haven't seen it yet. I'm going to have to look out for that one.
Got
so
nice
that's at number
shot.
Five.
Yeah.
That's your top five.
That's the top five.
As we said, if you got some hot tracks that you want to surface to the top five, please give us a holler at ae@taradio.net. Sid Money and Sims the Pimp. Attention, Sid Money and Sims
right,
the Pimp.
Right.
And one more time, tell the party people where we're at.
All over
in
Africa.
Lands.
One Voice, One Africa, Trans Africa Media in Namibia, Energy 100, Tanzania Choice FM, Zambia Choice FM, Nigeria Star FM, in Malawi Power 101, and in Lesotho PCFM.
There it is, party people.
Yep,
there it
yep.
is. Like I said earlier, if you want us out in your land, representing to come out and party with y'all, give us a shout. Tell Trans Africa Radio people to send us out there, or you get some people out there to bring us out there.
Even
we'll do it for flights, man.
Stations, yeah.
Get us a flight out there. Put us up in some old 7-8-star accommodation. You know what I'm saying? We'll be cool. You know what I'm saying? We only fly business class. No, we just joking with you on that one. Get us out there. We'll represent. We'll come party with y'all. Have a good time and represent from African Explosions. The time is now, the end of the show.
Right,
and you know what happens at every end of the show. It's time for the Dino Bravo. I'm just terming it, you know what I'm saying?
We're switching it up today, too.
We're switching it up today on some smooth Tanzania.
This one's
this
for
mix
you.
Is for you. We're out of here. No doubt. African Explosion, Sims to Pimp and Sip Money. Enough respect to Unreleased Restic, Drastic, and the crew. X amount. We out of here. You heard?
God bless.
Bastards, hope you've been reading your songs and chapters, paying your tithes, being good
cats. Dino Bravo, live. I am in charge.
All begun on a Friday night when I walked into the club.
Was it hard to notice her?
She was like a movie star. With angel eyes and chocolate skin, I close my eyes and pray to heaven.
ATL is on the way.
In the bucket, the club, or the Range Rover.
Take your hand and turn up the radio. Tryna holler at you. It's them country boys from around the way.
Who wants some real love in their life?
Wave your hands in the air.
Give them up, ladies.
Now scream it out. Ooh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Who needs some real love in their life?
Wave them side to side.
Come
now
on.
Where are all the sexy girls?
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Some dubs, turn around, make it bounce. Shake it like you come from out of town. What's your name? What's your sign? Are you leaving with me tonight?
Mommy, shake it like you care for me. You know I like it when you do that little dance for me. Mommy, I'm just trying to get you in my room and see that big bada bing, bada boom. Mommy, shake it like you care for me. You know I like it when you do that little dance for me. Mommy, I'm just trying to get you in my room and see that big bada bing.
Everybody say,
yeah, it's 50 Cent,
yeah,
and Lloyd Banks,
yeah,
and Young Buck,
yeah,
and Joe.
Baby, I'm gonna rock and roll with you. Tear the club up and still hit them blocks and them shows with you. Can you picture me and you? None of
come
your
on.
Friends, no crew. We can do whatever you won't do. I take your mind off whatever you're going through.
Woo!
And sit back and relax to the sound of the sax. I'm hood, but that don't mean I ride around with the rats. I work you, make you lose a couple pounds in the sack.
Look at what we got right here. Such a work of art. Someone I'll give my heart. Do anything, it's what I'll do. Just so that she would be mine. I'll give her all my time.